now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome, Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Rose France.
Today on the show, well, it's all about our favourite event, really.
Oh, right, so that'll be Pride then. And we've got Jane. She's going to be here and she's going to be telling us about the massive new film festival.
And Darren will be on the phone to explain crowdfunding too. So
that's all today on Shout Out.
Hello. Again.
Well, it's nice and sunny today.
Super.
So,
hello.
Just tuned in, me and Steph were talking on the last show, which...
Yeah.
And we were also mentioning how nice it was across Castle Park and how packed it was across Bristol today.
Yeah, it's a lovely
day.
Lots
about Castle Park today. I'm looking forward to it. It feels like pride weather, doesn't it?
It does.
Even though it's like a few months away yet.
What I love about these kind of evenings, I know the weather is going to change very shortly, but what I really love is there's just the sort of lovely stillness and the clear air, and it just feels like summer's really on its way.
Yeah. And living in the centre of Bristol, I wouldn't call it clear air.
But tomorrow there's high pollution across the country, isn't there?
Yeah, but that is because there's no wind, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well, it changes on Saturday.
Well, yeah, electric cars.
Yes, Andy.
Okay.
But yeah, no, all about Pride today. I can't wait, actually. It's winter felt like it was quite a long one.
It did, actually.
Didn't it?
I'm quite excited. Now we've seen the sun and I was on Castle Park lunchtime. I am so excited. I can't wait for the 11th of July.
When I was reading up a little bit about this show, I was looking back to the Pride website and looking at all the photos from last year and a bit of the video. It was just like, oh, so good. And it
gets
was so
in the
warm.
Mood.
Yeah, definitely. It was amazing.
Well, I've been quite good. The music for today's show is all the people that are going to be on the stage this year.
Oh, brilliant.
But I'll confirm so far. There's a lot that haven't been confirmed yet, so they're not
so
up on the website.
The show's going to be quite professional this week. I'm impressed, Andy.
she's as busy as I called her hour, the granny hour again, aren't you?
Just before I put the mics down, he shouted, and welcome to the granny hour.
That's so wrong. So, Andy, listen, I heard that After Dark caused a real storm.
Oh, good God, yes.
Yes. Tell us all about it.
Some of the nicest comments we've ever had. Yeah. Actually, we should say a big thank you to John, who was one of them.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. So, if you missed it, Shout Out After Dark is our brand new show.
Yeah.
It airs in the midnight slot here on BCFM and on Pirate Nation Radio as well. And it's now available on our website, shoutoutradio.org.uk/afterdark. And basically, because it's at a later time, it's not so much aimed for kids, it's aimed more at adults, but we can go more in depth in some of the subjects that we cover on the main show.
Really get to the sort of nitty gritty, as it were.
But it's a completely different show. We're here, we're in the studio round, but each got a microphone. After Dark is round a table with one in the middle.
Yeah.
So it's a real round table kind of thing.
Yeah,
you can imagine
discussion.
Us all there with cigars and whiskey and the like, which didn't actually happen, I should point out.
that'd have been a different discussion.
Yeah. But the first one aired last week, and we got a phenomenal amount of feedback. People emailing in and messaging us on Facebook saying what a wonderful show it was. Really nice to hear us go so in depth on something, and you know, why are we only doing it once every few months? They'd listen every week, all that kind of stuff. It was lovely. So thank you ever so much, everyone that sent us your comments. It's really nice to know that you like it. So
have you got anything lined up for the next one, or have you
the next one I believe is in August, and I believe the initial thoughts are it's going to be on Pride, but obviously it's history and where it came from, and I would imagine it's going to talk about things like the Stonewall riots and stuff like that as well in a bit more detail. So, but it's still TBC. So
yes, excellent.
So, but yeah, but it is open. So, if anyone has any ideas of stuff they want to cover, we have got a pot that we're putting them in, and we're picking them out at random to do. So, do let us know. Just email us studio@shoutoutradio.org.uk, or message us on Facebook or Twitter or something like that. Let us know if you have any thoughts as to what you'd like. It's really sweet. John said that he wished it was a phone-in. It was pre-recorded, so it wouldn't have worked.
Sure, yeah.
but it's really nice when you get stuff like that.
Oh, well, actually, that's another thought, actually. A phone-in. How exciting. That'd be good.
Are you going to make sure there's some regular sort of after midnight tracks of music involved, or are you just going to chat?
Well, it's mainly a round table thing. There is music in the show, but it's more because the show is basically have a topic that is approached from two different angles. The first half of the show and the second half, and the middle is broken up. We have a film review from the Screen Queens, which is Ivan and co. Ivan does that bit. He nice. Named it, yeah. Yeah, I stopped it when he wanted to use tiaras as a voting system. I said, no, you can have stars. they reviewed Pride. Again, you can be on the panel for that if you want to watch a film and review it.
Interesting.
We had Christina and Carl and Ivan and Steve do it last time.
And so. Ivan's listening in New York at the moment.
Is he?
Yes.
Good.
Hello, Ivan.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Oh, greetings.
Oh, yeah, it would be afternoon.
Yeah.
Unless you're listening on the podcast, in which case it could be any time of the day.
Well, and the repeats on on GFM and BSR, and the repeat on Coronation on Saturday, and
it's great,
ad infinitum.
Anyway, now, talking of events, my love, I'm going to do this. So this week's Out Shout, our pick of the best events that are coming up over the next week or two. The wonderful Steph's got this week's stuff. What have you got for us, my love?
I have. Well, the first, one of the most exciting things for moi is Orange is the New Black.
Yes, trailers are out. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Go look it up. Season 3.
Out on the 12th of June. Oh, that is so exciting.
It's got a weird hashtag. I forget what it is now. No, yes, no, or something like that.
Yeah, that's right, and I can't remember. Yeah, it's no sorry. Sorry, no.
Yeah, something like that, I've only watched it once, so you'll have to forgive me for forgetting it.
But it's all over YouTube and Facebook. Yeah.
But that's not till June. It's April.
Yeah.
June that comes out, 27th.
Yeah. June the 12th.
Get on with this, Steph.
Come on. Netflix. June the 12th. It's important. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's December. I'll be mentioning it now.
So, events that are coming in the next week or two, what have we got?
Bristol.
Blah, blah. Well, and as well, something is happening in Bristol somewhere.
Yeah.
Come to Daddy.
Oh, I remember Come to Daddy.
C to D is on May Day. So it's a men-only club night, and there's no dress code.
It's coming back.
It's back. Oh. The club night, there is no cruising areas, no dark areas in this venue. Be warned. Come to Daddy returns to Bristol on May Day Bank Holiday Sunday, which is an odd evening to have a night. Still, I suppose everyone's off on the Monday.
It used to be one of the biggest club nights in the calendar.
Really?
Everyone used to go to Come to Daddy at one point. Yeah,
well,
and
most people are off on the bank holiday.
I wasn't there.
Died out a bit. So I don't think it's exclusive men, but it is aimed at men.
Well, you could make it, Rose.
Yeah,
you have a sex change quick.
Yeah. It'll give you some hairy chest and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, no one will notice. No.
Go on.
So
that's
that May Day.
Yep, it's dance chat, mates have an attitude, free night of fun.
Cool. Where on earth
they're
are they opening
at
then?
The Exchange in Old Market.
So it used to be Castro's and then was Space 72, yes.
Yeah, that's multi-floored club, isn't it?
Yeah. Three or four floors.
Yeah, and it has toilets, it mentions here.
Well,
that's
I would hope
always
so.
Always a good. I wonder where they thought the need to put that.
I've seen it, it's got a huge smoking area.
You heard it here first on Shout Out. Yes.
The Exchange has toilets. Yo!
Woo.
Yay, let's all get a Come to Daddy, it's got toilets.
And there's a large fenced off area if you want to smoke. Tickets are only limited, 250.
Oh, right.
250 people only.
Wow.
£6. And it'll run from 11 p.m. until 4 in the morning.
Cool.
So you could come out of the club and go straight somewhere for breakfast. From 11 till 1 is Mike Pony, pop indie dance,
Mike
new
Pony,
disco. And from 1
he's
until
from Horseplay.
4. Sorry?
Mike Pony, he does Horseplay.
He does.
Yeah,
that's
what it says here.
That's
cool.
Yeah. It says that here in brackets.
Sorry, so am I reading ahead of you?
Is this the brackets that means that you should say it and not me?
No, well, I don't know. I can't see your sheet from here.
You can't see my... I don't give you a script on purpose.
No, I know. Sorry, I'll be quiet.
It's mine.
Go to Come to Daddy, it's got toilets.
It's mine. So we've got the DJ OMG from London Brighton Bear Weekend, who's playing pop dance, and he goes from 1 a.m. to 4. Now, to balance that, we have Hush at the Queen's Shilling, which is Frogmore Street.
Our Indigo friends.
Yep, that's on the 17th, which is... Oh, that's next weekend.
Yeah.
I hear their birthday was really good.
Oh, it's great. Yes, I went to that. Yeah. And there was Prosecco and cake and things. But actually, it was just really nice to see people and chat and catch up and stuff. Mm. And there was people down from London and all the old faces,
we
as
got
they
a few,
were,
we
including
got,
mine,
we got some
was there.
We got some audio of a few tiddly people saying happy birthday. Yeah. We'll have to get on air.
It was a really good night, yeah. Congratulations to them, obviously, for organising that. It's really good.
But yeah, so they're doing Hush next weekend.
Yeah, it says that if you ever wonder where all the lesbians are, for 4 nights a year, they appear in one club.
And they've all been out. They've all been out with each other.
Unfortunately, that sounds exactly like the gay scene. Yeah. Too.
Yeah. What's Mary's website?
Mary's.
For the lesbians.
Missing lesbians.
Yeah, that's yes. It. So, yeah, because they reckon there's not enough lesbians in Bristol, or they're not.
Not enough for me. No.
They're not exposing themselves enough.
Only joking.
Is that, I think that's what it is. And we got Parkside Revisited at Arnest Manor. That's on the 11th, and that is at 8:30. Women only event again, starting at 8:30 until 1. £10 tickets, and you can buy them at the bristolticketshop.co.uk.
And we've got Sean the Sheik coming back soon, haven't we?
We have.
Well, not coming back. He's in London at the moment.
He is all over London. Yeah but I don't think Sean's gay. I think Sean is bi.
See?
Yeah.
I went to see Shaun the Sheep, actually, the actual film.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, sorry to cut you short, but we're out of time.
Okay. And the last bit, did I mention Orange is the New Black?
Oh, yes, thank you. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Honestly, she'll have me playing the Orange is the New Black theme if she had the choice, wouldn't she? As it is, this is Ryan Dolan. We played this last week, but he's going to be on the main stage. This is Only Love Survives. Free.
The Shout Out Podcast. Only
love. Ryan Dolan and Only Love Survives. He's quite a cutie, actually. I saw his photo on the Pride website. Do you want to know how summery it is? We thought we'd all be drinking sangria or something like that, and Terry's got coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I can smell it from here. But hello, Terry, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Andy.
Are you looking forward to summer and Pride? And
I love Pride, yes. Yeah. And I enjoy the summer months as well. We'll have to see how hot it is this year. Cause
Have you walked through Castle Park yet?
Since
all the sun's been out?
I saw Castle Park coming into town on the bus earlier this afternoon, and loads of people were sat outside sunning themselves. Is it
a real English thing? The slightest bit of sunshine, all the tops come off.
Well, yes, that is, isn't it? Because we don't see the sun hardly at all, do we, in this country?
I don't take my top off.
No, well, I wasn't necessarily referring to just one person. I meant in general. So
generally the tops do tend to come off. That's quite English, I suppose.
All suntan and the like,
or fleshy lard coloured, because that's what we're like after the winter months.
Rose, do you take your top off?
Well, I may show an arm or a finely turned ankle.
And with that, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 9th of April 2015.
The free gay press that 20 years ago we all used to enjoy at clubs and community centres has had a rough time with the growth of the internet, and many titles have ceased to publish printed editions. One exception to the rule, however, is Pride Life magazine, which has survived and has just released its free spring issue at gay venues across the Shoutout region. The new issue is politically themed and boasts exclusive interviews with spokespeople from the Conservative, Labour, Liberal Democrat, Democrat, Green and UK Independence parties on their policies for LGBT folk, missing are representatives from the Scottish or Welsh National parties or others such as the Socialists, who are also fielding candidates in Bristol in the forthcoming elections. The magazine also looks at the changed political landscape for gay and trans people since the 1980s, with contributions from Mark Almond and Jimmy Somerville, both of whom have albums out this spring. So that's Pride Life magazine, which is free at gay venues across our region.
There's a new three-part series coming to British television on the stormy relationship between the Christian churches and sexuality. Sex and the Church debuts this Friday evening on BBC Two between 9 and 10 o'clock and will also be available on the BBC iPlayer service. In the programme, Professor Dermond McCulloch examines how various major Christian denominations, including Catholicism and the Church of England, have regarded the human gift of sexuality. The main thrust of his analysis is on heterosexual sex, but he also touches upon sexual minorities as well. In episode 1, he argues that the pagan world of classical antiquity had an open attitude towards sex, particularly male sex, and that the very early Christians were also not that concerned about it. Only in the 4th century do the traditions of taboo and guilt come into play. McCulloch will look into at how and why this happened. The series is a must for all students of sexual politics and theology.
Now, there are some parallels between the experiences of the Jewish community and LGBT people. For starters, homophobia and anti-Semitism are based on similar conspiracy theories, and both communities have a long tradition of self-organisation to meet their needs. Now, one of the few transgender rabbis has written a special open letter of support to trans teenagers to mark the Jewish festival of Passover. Inspired by the story of a 13-year-old trans boy, Tom Chai Sosnick, whose coming out speech to his school went viral, trans rabbi Becky Silverstein wrote an open letter of support. In it, he compares the story of the Exodus, celebrated by Jews at Passover, to the courage of LGBT teens coming out. He also praises Tom's family, school and rabbi for their support. Becky is a transgender man and is based at the Pasadena Jewish Temple and Center in California.
The Financial Times reports on corporations using their monetary cachet to campaign for equality. It says that GE Chief Executive Jeff Immelt has shown the corporate backlash in America against legislation in Indiana that critics would say allow businesses to discriminate against gay people. In a strongly worded letter to Mike Pence, the Republican governor of Indiana, the GE CEO, warned on Wednesday that "I am very concerned about the potential impact the Religious Freedom Restoration Act could have on our company and employees." The criticism from high-profile businesses, including Apple, has already forced Mr. Pence into what he described as a fix of the Religious Freedom Bill that would make clear the legislation doesn't allow businesses to discriminate against gay people. GE is one of the best known companies in the US and one of its 10 biggest employers.
And finally, a paper company in Ireland has started making wedding confetti out of homophobic leaflets opposing same-sex marriage. Daintree Paper, a handmade paper shop in Dublin, has launched the campaign ahead of the country's referendum on same-sex marriage on May the 22nd. And now, extreme anti-gay leaflets have been distributed by some groups ahead of the referendum, with some claiming that being gay will give you cancer and that equal marriage, quote, exposes children to the sounds of sodomy. In reaction to the deluge of leaflets, Daintree have begun to offer a special service, shredding anti-gay literature and repurposing it as wedding confetti for same-sex couples. The company has appealed to members of the public to forward them any homophobic literature they receive, with the proceeds from the confetti sales going to campaign group Yes Equality.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
And Natalie.
They don't make toilet roll out of it too, do they?
That would be another good news. But
I love the sounds of sodomy.
Sounds of sodomy,
right.
That's our new slogan, isn't it? It's not LGBT radio for you, it's Shoutout. The sound of sodomy.
Available from all good record stores for £5.99.
Shoutout News.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Right, another one that's going to be on the stage at Pride. This is Nina.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Nina and Where Are the Wild Ones, that one. Nina's going to be at Pride, I believe. So, do you like that one?
I do, actually. It's kind of quite relaxing. Yeah.
Yeah, not, yeah, not like as that. Summery as some as the others, but
yeah. It's summery but thoughtful. Thoughtful. That's my yeah.
What a great narrative.
Now, those of you that listen regularly remember one particular show last year. I didn't stop giggling the whole way through it. I think it's one of the funniest interviews I've ever done, and I'm very pleased to say that she's back to tell us all about the films again. Welcome, shout out to the lovely Jane.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Amazingly busy with the new festival.
I was going to say, normally your feet don't touch. We speak to you and you're like, oh, I'm in London watching films at the moment, or I'm over in Cardiff talking to someone or something. It sounds like it's growing and growing and growing.
It is. It's been a great experience, and hopefully this year obviously will be the biggest year of all, because we are expanding the festival so that we can show films throughout the year instead of just trying to cram, well, just having the difficulty of picking five feature films to show within the Pride Week. We're now stepping outside of Pride Week so we can show films during the year, and we are launching that film festival, and it's called Queer Vision.
Fantastic. So those that won't know what we're on about, we're talking, because normally it's like a week of films, and we call it the Pride Film Festival, don't we? But its history starts from another one kind of disappearing its tour, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so there used to be what was known as the Lesbian and Gay Film Festival in London, yeah. And that would happen annually, and then a pocket of films would then go on tour around the country, and that was our opportunity to see, you know, very specific LGBT plus films. And their funding from the Arts Council got cut probably about 6, maybe even 7 years ago now. And the way that they coped with that cut was to stop the tour. So the festival still continued, but the tour stopped. And Pride stepped in to start showing some films during Pride Week to kind of fill that gap. Mm-hmm. And I was involved then just as...
It was just supposed to be kind of like a kind of stopgap, a kind of just expand Pride a bit.
Well, it was about bringing cinema to it was, the community wouldn't have had the chance to see any LGBT plus films without Pride picking that up. There's a few, although the Watershed are really good, and especially now they show a lot more LGBT plus films, just part of their programme, because they're really into cinema and they work with, you know, films from all over the world and from, you know, different genres, and so they're always excuse me very good at that anyway. But we would have been able to see maybe 2 or 3 a year.
Right.
So it must be, just thinking about it, an extraordinarily difficult job to go to a film festival, an LGBT film festival, and go, right, these are going to be the 5 features that I bring back to Pride Bristol. And I know you're going to tell us about as well the queer vision that you're starting as well outside of that. But what do you use?
What criteria?
Yeah, right, criteria. That's the word I'm looking for. Criteria do you use to try and sort of choose those films? So it must be really difficult.
It gets more difficult sometimes. Basically, I go along to the festival and watch huge amount of films. I don't, excuse me, really read anything about the films. I go in blind. I don't want to know who's directed it or anything, because I don't want that to influence me. Because most of the people, not all, but a lot of people will go in and see the film because they like the sound of it and they'll go and watch it. But they won't necessarily know about that director's journey or the actor's journey or anything. So I go in cold, I watch the film, and I look at the acting, I look at the authenticity of the storyline and what they're saying, and I look at the film quality, the cinematography, if there's music involved, the script, the quality of the writing. So it's really on merit of a good film, and I will watch as many as I can. So I think
it has to be said that there is one other criteria. At least one film must make Darren go bright red.
It's a new thing that started last year, and it's so much fun. So I programmed to blush. There's always one film to make one blush.
You're just looking for a really good quality film that happens to be LGBT, or is there something a little bit more niche than that? Is it that the one that you remember more than the others, or
When you've seen a really good film, because it moves you, and not only does it move you, you think about it afterwards.
That's
really good thing. And also, one of the things that can make it difficult, because you're watching so many films, and I sometimes watch 4 feature films in one day, so I am literally back to back films. So you can get a little bit jaded, but what you can do is when you're watching a whole load, something that is really good will most definitely stand out. So sometimes it's good to watch so many because the stand-up ones, it's so clear. So sometimes it offers it almost as a gift, going, you have got to show me. Because it will link in with something that Pride is doing maybe, or a topic that's really hot right now. So there are those. But overall, I still have to string them together and make a cohesive program. So even though I may have loved or thought that X amount were really amazing, it's just like, how are they going to fit together?
And you have to diversify to your audience here.
And also because I need to make sure that I've got films that the community want to come and see. So if I saw 12 amazing lesbian films, I couldn't program them all for that. So within it, you still have to think about your audience.
You were saying when we were talking outside, it was quite interesting to hear you talk about short films being a very good one that you're branching into.
I've programmed short films for some of the feature films during previous Pride weeks, but as part of launching Queer Vision, we're launching on the 25th and 26th of April, by the way, which is a Saturday and Sunday, and that's at the Watershed, and they're matinees. So we'll be kicking off at 2:30 on Saturday the 25th with the shorts there, and then on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and then there's another showing of a different programme on Sunday at 2:30.
So what's the advantage of a short film then?
Short films are, especially in the queer film genre, they are a place where you are more likely to see the diversity of films. You'll see more interesting stories from all over the world, and you will see people that are breaking out most people make shorts because they really want to make feature films. You see burgeoning talent, but what you do see is
if you're a new director or a new writer or something, you're more likely to start with a smaller
you cut your teeth on short film.
Is that just because of the money element, literally finance? It's not as much to make a shorter film than it is a longer one.
You need a lot of finance, and
must make picking them even harder. You've got all that extra talent making them.
I mean, it's great. You get really good stories. They can respond a bit quicker as well because short films can be made. Obviously, they're short. That means
how long are they?
On our particular program, anything from a minute, which is a very amusing little animation we've got, to 25 on our program.
Right.
But it's a real, if you're interested in film at all, or if you love to go to cinema and you haven't been to a shorts program before, I absolutely recommend it, and especially for queer cinema. You see a wonderful plethora of films, you see depth, you see the most amazing documentaries, and some of the stuff just makes your heart stop. And I hope that I've captured that in the program for the launch, because these are all hand-picked. And there's an amazing festival based in Cardiff, which is called the Iris Prize.
Yeah.
And they're really supporting queer filmmakers. And they run their festival each year in October. And the winner of that prize wins now £30,000. It goes towards them making a second film. And it's really supporting the industry. And so I'm bringing films from there to Bristol. And I just hope as many people turn up as possible to see it, because there is a great programme.
So you're kicking off end of April, launching Queer Vision. It's not completely separate. It's still part of Pride, isn't it?
It is. Queer Vision is Bristol Pride's film festival. Yeah. So it's totally embedded within Pride. It's all programmed by Pride.
What's the plan throughout the year? Is it are there set periods where you're going to have a whole weekend of film and then a few weekends without, or are we trying to spread it out over a whole year?
Well, at the moment, one of the main reasons for branching out and to show films throughout the year is, one, because we show 5 features and maybe 3 or 4 shorts, and elsewhere you see maybe, 3 or 4 releases a year. And that really isn't enough. So basically, there's not enough of our of that kind of genre of film. So that's one reason. But another reason is because Pride really wants to work with community, work with different groups and support different groups and organisations, which means I've seen, for instance, two brilliant films that will be perfect for a World AIDS Day.
Right.
But without branching out, I wouldn't have been able, I would have to make a difficult choice of could I pack that one into the week, or would that mean I'll have to drop something else? And what it means is, it just means that people have got more opportunity to see these amazing films. We can work with organisations. Also, LGBT History Month, you know, we're going to work with them. So there's opportunities to work with whomever is interested in working with us, and also stuff that we personally identify.
Are we still going to have like a run up in the, because it used to be a Pride Film Week, we used to call it. Are we still going to have a particular collection there that you're bringing just for the particular Pride Week?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've got some.
Have you got another cracker?
I've got a cracker to make you blush. I can't confirm all the films yet, but I am trying to get hold of.
If you missed it last year, by the way, we should explain. It had lots of nudity in it.
Terrible business.
Which club was it? It was about a club in London, wasn't it?
It was the Hoist. It was about the Hoist in London. It was a great documentary, and it just. There was large cocks involved, but apart from that, it was more than that.
For the listeners listening,
It was more than that. It was about the journey of sexuality for gay men, about legislation. It was about an institution that was a safe place to go, that flouted the laws in order to create a safe space for men to go to. And it was just brilliantly done.
I came and saw it, but it was very heavily attended by lots of men in leather, obviously, because the Hoist is renowned for that.
Wonderful.
And a couple of lesbians and a Darren blushing at the front. Which was
and a lovely after party at the Bear Bar, which I went to, which was great.
So I don't quite know how you were going to top that this year. Are you allowed to tell us what it is yet, or is it not confirmed?
It's not confirmed, but I can tell that for some people who might know the name Johnny Hazard, who previously has appeared in quite a lot of porn films, has now turned his hand to acting in the full under his real name, which is Frankie Valentini. And he does a very, very good job. They are picking up awards for this film. It's called Tiger Orange. And I'm really hoping to show this. It's about two brothers. There is no porn involved in this film, but he has made the transition to film to great effect, but interestingly, the blushing film to go along with that is a short film called Wham Bam Mr. Pam. This is a short documentary that looks at one of the outstanding award-winning porn film directors and cinematographers who happens to be a woman. And so she called herself Mr. Pam so people wouldn't know that she was a woman, but now she's picked up loads of awards. Her films are highly prized in that genre, but not only that, she works with the guys that are in her films to say, look, this is only going to be for a certain amount of time and you need to think about your career post this, and supports them into college, supports them into learning other crafts and into industry, and so that they have something to go to when their careers are over. Yeah. And it's very interesting. I mean, it's always a good debate.
I'm going to have to come along and see that one, I think.
But it's very interesting. She's an amazing character. It's very funny as well. She is. It's very open. Let's put it that way.
There's going to be far too many films for me to say list them all. But I'm assuming that these are all up on a website somewhere. Is it the Pride website people are after if they want to find out more about Queervision? And
if they want to find out more about Queervision, they can go onto the Pride website, which you know, bristolpride.co.uk, and there you will see these beautifully crafted 3D type glasses that say Queervision in the lenses. Press that and it will tell you a little about the launch. But if you want to see a list of all the films, then go to Watershed website, where you can actually buy your tickets, and that is watershed.co.uk. Tickets are £5.50 and £4, and you can see a list of all the films. And if I can just mention that the Iris Prize Best British Short called Middleman, we are flying the director Charlie Francis in to be part of that launch, and we're having Queervision cocktails, we have live music, it's going to be fabulous. The films are amazing and they are inspiring And I hope all of you come along and give me your feedback as well, because we want to put on more things that you want to see.
Cool. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you, and especially to have you in here, because we often see you running around behind the stage at Pride as well, sorting everything out, which a lot of people don't know goes on the day. It's Jane that's there keeping everything organised to
I
look good on the stage.
I do run main stage, I do, yeah, so, which is a long day, but it's one of my favourite days.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, we love being there with you guys too. It's great fun.
So. Oh, and shout out, we'll be at the launch as well,
by
the way.
Yes, we will be at the launch of Queer Vision. So, now, we're not done with Pride. We're going to be talking to Darren in a little bit, all about crowdfunding. But thank you, Jane, very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And do stay listening. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Mysterious Signs. I love this song. That's Tina Cousins. So, do you remember that one?
No.
big dance classic of the 90s. I bet Darren remembers that one, do you, mate?
He will.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Hello, Darren.
I thought you might. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Cool. I know you'd be here if you could, but you're kind of up and down the country at the moment, aren't you? But had to get you on this week's show, because I saw something pop up on my Facebook talking about crowdfunding.
That's right, yes. So we've launched the first ever Bristol Pride crowdfunder.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to encourage people to pledge, to donate, to support the festival, because, you know, as your listeners will know, I've been on before talking about the fact that, you know, we're not getting the kiosk provide funding to the city, we're not getting big amounts of funding to make Pride happen, so we have to raise all the money ourselves.
And did I hear right, you just unfortunately been turned down for a potential pot of money you're after again recently?
So we applied, obviously it's Bristol Green Capital Year, so we want to do a lot of stuff to green up the festival, and just little things like improving our recycling at the event, and providing water stations so people can come along and fill up their water bottles for free, so we don't have lots of plastic lying around. And unfortunately we couldn't get that money, so that's a shame, but we're committed to improving the festival. You know, we want to be a green event.
We're going generator free this year, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right. So all the stages will be generator free, which is going to save us nearly just under a ton of carbon, which is absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
But it costs more to be green. It costs more to not have a generator, and it costs more to have better recycling, which is crazy, but that's the reality of where we're at. But we just need more support, and I think people, hopefully by launching a crowdfunder, people can see where their money is going. They can pledge what they would like. So smaller businesses that want to support Pride can pledge, you know, a little bit of money and still get the benefits of the marketing and the rewards.
Yeah,
because it did look like you kind of catered for everyone from the individual through to the biggest corporate there were. Because
it starts at £3.
Yeah, and you can get a day pass, or you can go right up to sponsoring the toilets, which I thought was fab.
Surprisingly, it's really good marketing. If you think of all those people that stand in a queue in front of a toilet, they'll be staring at your sponsorship sign on the toilet. So it's actually really good marketing.
Yeah.
And interesting, all the waste from the toilets. And I know it's not very glamorous, but all the waste is going to generate energy for the first ever UK biobus, which is actually in Bristol.
So. Oh, the poo bus. Yes. Bristol's poo bus, which ironically is the number two, I thought was absolutely hilarious.
So that's a really great thing for us to be doing. We just need a bit more support.
What's our goal? What are we aiming to try and raise?
So the goal is £5,000. That's how much we're aiming to raise, and that's how much we need to raise, because if we don't meet that £5,000 goal, we don't get any of the money.
Yeah.
So it's really important that everyone understands that we have to raise at least £5,000 from this crowdfunder.
And if I remember crowdfunders correctly, there's also a finite amount of time you have to raise it in as well.
That's right, so it's not very long. So we put it up for just over a month, so it actually runs out just the second week of May.
Right.
So don't delay, just do it today.
Yeah, just do it. It's very easy as well, Darren. I'm having a look at it here, actually, on the website that that's linked from the Pride website. And it's incredibly easy, and it's very well sort of thought out and laid out. And it's just, you know, you're on £3, £15, £6, you know, you can put whatever you like in, and it tells you exactly what you get for that. You know, things like trips to Bristol Zoo and special, you know, wristbands and all sorts. You know, it's really easy. And I would say,
to anyone just looking at that, just get on there and put some money in, because otherwise there won't be a prize.
Share it on your Facebook and Twitter and the likes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, you know, someone mentioned earlier that we've got over 7,000 people who like us on Facebook, and if even just, you know, a third of them pledged just £3 donation.
Yeah.
And we would smash it.
It's the price of a cup of coffee, really, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Exactly. Yeah. Less than a pint.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, Darren, we'll keep our eye on it and keep people updated. But do me a favour, come on the show and let us know how it goes, and give us an update on things like the acts in the evening and the like, will you?
Yeah, I will do, yeah. So, obviously, the important thing is just go onto our website, which is pridebristol.co.uk, and there's a box on the front there that says our crowdfunding, and you just need to follow that link.
Yeah,
it's all there for you. Oh. But yeah, just pledge what you can, please.
I definitely will, Darren. I've got it up on my Kindle right now, and I'm going to be doing it today.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Brilliant. Well, lovely to catch up with you, mate, and we look forward to a brilliant pride.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darren.
Bye.
All right, should we carry on with our kind of... Oh, no, I don't think this one is a pride one. I think this is the latest number one. And this is Lost Stars by Steve McCorry.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Steve McCorry. Darren cut me off. Sorry if you didn't hear me say the name. It suddenly went... didn't it? God bless him. Still, nice to hear from you. I'm looking forward to Pride this year, aren't you? Hello. Sorry, you enjoying this?
Yes,
no,
yes,
yes, yes. We are.
There is a crowd in here, everybody. Just that they're very quiet.
it's going to be good, I think. I'm looking for. I hope the weather holds out.
Yeah, and we've got some great theatre pieces. So there's some real great stuff through the week as well. So don't forget to get your tickets for the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy's
always good.
Theatre.
We've got the Short and Girlies back again. Are they doing it?
We're not this year, but no? We will be back in Bristol later in the year. Oh. We can guarantee maybe even twice.
If you haven't seen the
Pride
Short
may
Girlies,
have a little secret about that.
If you haven't seen the Short Girlies, go see them. They are hilarious. So
we're really funny.
Now, quick reminder: Shout Out After Dark, which seems to be going down a storm. Which lovely
fantastic
comments coming through.
Yeah.
Is repeating tonight at midnight.
On BCFM.
On BCFM and Pirate Nation Radio. It's going out again on both.
Both stations.
If you're not a night owl and staying up to midnight, it is now available on our website, shoutoutradio.org.uk/afterdark.
So, thank you for all the wonderful feedback.
You can answer a question, actually. I got asked earlier what the next one's on. I said it was on Pride and it's history.
I think broadly speaking, because it's going to go out sort of August time.
Yeah.
It'll be in the middle of Pride season, the gay marching season. Time for
The history stuff and go back to like the Stonewall riots.
I think that sounds a good idea. And also to ask questions like what is the role of Pride today, and how does it relate to young people, and is there a need for it? Will there be a need for it in the future? Those sorts of questions, which are always very interesting.
There'll always be a need.
But it's funny, you see, because the After Dark that's there at the moment is all about the fetish scene for gay men and the need for that, and touches on things like the Hanky Code and its history, and the difference between the days of magazines and Grindr.
Oh yes,
as it is now.
People meeting
like
through the back pages of Exchange and Mars.
Yes.
Like
it was very, very interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So if you haven't... Yeah, precisely. Yeah. I'd never heard of
Trade It Classified.
Oh, is that what it is here? Okay.
Yeah. Well, Exchange and Mark was going long before...
Exchange and Mark.
Really? It was a magazine. I think it still exists, doesn't
it?
Which is a
I thought
sort
it
of
sold
magazine.
Cars.
Yeah, a lot of it was cars, but it also sold everything back
in
the day.
Who's got a Snap-on tool? Is that what it was?
That like kind that. Of stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
You're on the
maybe
wrong,
more discreetly worded.
You're on
know.
The wrong show for jokes like that. That's what After Dark's for.
Anyway, Andy? I don't understand.
The aim is to cover lots of different subjects and go into a lot more detail than we can do on our main show, usually mainly because of time, and we pack a lot in to the main shows. But yes,
so that's tonight, BCFM midnight.
If you have any ideas, let us know.
Any kind of ideas.
For future programmes, that is. Yeah, it'll be great.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Don't forget, as we said, After Dark is repeating tonight at midnight here on BCFM.
Yeah, but if you can't wait or you just don't stay up late, then head to shoutoutradio.org.uk/afterdark to grab yourself your own copy.
I didn't realise I'd made that rhyme when I typed that out. That's hilarious. Anyway, next week we're talking to author Sinead Gillespie about her latest novel. Live from 7, do join us then. But for myself and the Shout Out team and the wonderful Joan from Pride, say bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.